Pluck the vibrating strings, since fate strikes down the strong man, everyone weep with me. The defiant hymn to fortune, ending Carl Orff's Carmina Burana, and rounding off choral day here at the Royal Albert Hall, in a performance by 15 choirs, 1,000 singers from every corner of the country. From London, the Joyful Company of Singers, the Cheltenham Bath Choir, the Choir of New College, Oxford, the City of Birmingham Choir, the City of Birmingham Symphony Youth Chorus, the City of Glasgow Chorus, the Glasgow Phoenix Choir, Harrogate Choral Society, Hertfordshire Chorus, the Huddersfield Choral Society, Ipswich Bath Choir, Leicester Philharmonic Choir, Malvern Festival Chorus, the Sheffield Philharmonic Chorus, and the Waltham Singers, all but outnumbering the packed audience here at the Albert Hall. The soloists were Judith Howarth, returning to the platform, John Graham Hall, who's already had a round of applause for his astonishing display as the cooking swan, and the baritone, Rodney Guilfrey, returning with the conductor, Teddy Edwards, who assured us earlier today that the British choral tradition was alive and kicking. If we needed proof of it, we have it here. Bouquets of flowers for the soloists. You heard it in a version not for orchestra but with four pianos, played by John Alley, Ian Watson, Elizabeth Burley and Stephen Betteridge, and the percussion ensemble of Joseph Cooper, Graham King, Matthew Turner, Kevin Early, Stephen Quigley, Chris Thomas, Giles Harrison, Martin Owens and Diggory Seacombe. The colours, as I said, are quite extraordinary, and it seems that they've been designed very carefully to set each other off. The ladies of the Glasgow Phoenix Choir in extraordinary purple Greek-style chitons. The gentle green turquoise of the City of Birmingham Symphony Youth Choir. Black and white and mauve and green and yellow and purple everywhere, right across the whole of the stage. And at least 200 of the choir sitting in seats normally occupied by the audience, overrunning me here in the position of the announcer, the usual position here at the Albert Hall. Now, Terry Edward has returned again, this time with a long line of ladies and gentlemen, the musical directors of the chorus, Stephen Jackson from the Cheltenham Bach Choir, Edward Higginbottom of the Choir of New College, Oxford, Christopher Robinson, City of Birmingham Choir, Adrian Partington of the City of Birmingham Symphony Youth Chorus, Graham Taylor of the City of Glasgow Chorus, Marilyn J. Smith of the Glasgow Phoenix Choir, Geoffrey Wynne Davis of the Harrogate Choral Society, Michael Kibblewhite of the Hertfordshire Chorus. They've all turned to applaud their marvellous cohorts of singers.